Hey guys, thank you so much for sticking it out as I figure out the best medium for this Bible study. I definitely feel more comfortable with the audio only format, so let's see how it goes for a couple weeks. But anyway, this week we are still in chapter 4 of Resilient, and this is our second day of studying it. And one thing that John Eldridge says at the top of the episode is endurance is the dividing line between those who make it through any sort of trial and those who don't. And he says, hang on, don't get discouraged. I just feel like I have been extremely discouraged and I am losing my endurance. And I feel like every day I'm just like, I am at the end of my rope. I haven't seen the prayers answered. I feel like I'm like praying, petitioning, Thanksgiving, all the things, and like I don't have peace and I don't have the provision that I want. And I, to be completely honest, I have been in a really hard spot. And this morning I was just like, okay, Lord, I don't quite understand what's going on, but you know what? Maybe all these promises that I'm holding on to from scripture aren't for me. Maybe they're specific to the people that you were talking to. Isaiah 54 is a passage of scripture that I desperately cling to, and I have for years. Isaiah 54 is a passage of scripture that I've held on to desperately for years now, especially as someone who is divorced, because it says, your husband is your maker. And, that means a lot to me because my maker is the one that I lean on, is my provider. And this morning I was like, okay, Lord, well, maybe that one is just for the people of Isaiah's time. I do not know. All I know is that I'm here. I am here with you, Lord. And that's what I've got today. But I felt like the Lord was nudging me toward the story of Lazarus. And sort of the thesis of the story is that, God allowed things to get as bad as they possibly could so that he could show his power. It was an encouragement to me that, God isn't done with the story of our lives. And yes, things seem very bad right now. And to be honest, they're about as bad as they could possibly get, job-wise, financially-wise. But he's not done. And this is an opportunity for him to show his power and him get the credit, But another reason that this scripture is so important to me is because it deals with Martha and Mary. And Martha is one of my favorite people in the Bible. I just relate to her so much. I mean, she's the one that's like doing, 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 and gets so pissed that Mary is just sitting at Jesus's feet, not helping her do the things that need to get done to take care of all the people that have showed up at their house. And I feel her pain. But John 11:5 says this. I know this is really ridiculous, but it's such a sweet little thing. John 11:5 says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And Mary gets all the credit. She is always the one that people are like, oh, Mary, she did the right thing. She sat at Jesus's feet. But in this verse, Jesus doesn't even name her name. He says he loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. But the word there for loved is agape love. And agape love is unconditional, never dependent on reciprocity, and given freely in the most challenging of times. Let me tell you, that hit me over the head so hard because, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and if we're thinking like if this is the end times, what are we called to do? We're called to love God, and we're called to love our neighbors, and we are called to love God. Today, it's my job to love Him in an unconditional way that is not dependent on reciprocity and is given freely in the most challenging of times. I feel stretched right now. I do feel like this is challenging. I really had to sit and think, do I love God? If he's not speaking my love language right now, if I'm not feeling loved, if I'm not getting the answer to the prayers that I want, do I love him? Can I actively love God? Can I be patient? Can I be kind? Can I be long-suffering? Can I always hope? Can I always trust? And the answer is yes, I do. I can. I'm not getting it right all the time. I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm really very proud of myself that I can say in this most challenging of times, can I love God with the active Corinthians love that he gives us? Yes, I can. I'm so thankful that when the rubber is meeting the road, I can say yes. And the even more beautiful thing is that God says yes. He loves us unconditionally. It does not matter if we reciprocate it. He loves us. He gives his love freely to us, even in the most challenging of times. It doesn't matter what we've done, how bad we've been, or how and presently we may be shaking our fists at him. He loves us. He loves us with that Corinthians love. He is patient with us. He is kind to us. He is not arrogant. God doesn't act unbecomingly towards us. He's never provoked. He doesn't take into account a wrong suffered. He bears all things. He believes all things. He hopes all things. And he endures all things. His love for us will never fail. And so that has increased my endurance today. The truth that he loves us with this unconditional love. And in these darkest of days, we have the opportunity to dig in and love him with an unconditional love. And in the face of the cross, in the face of all that Jesus has done for us, what an honor to be able to stand in a dark place and be resolute in our love for him. So I hope this is encouraging to you guys today. I'll tell you what, this season of my life has been so hard and has tested me in so many ways. And I surely hope it ends soon. And I don't want to have another one of these seasons, but I'm happy to say I am actually thankful. I'm thankful that I know that I have been tested and I'm standing the test. I'm withstanding the test. And I'm not doing it perfectly. You can bet on that. But I am doing it. And I know you guys are too. And I'm just so thankful that we're doing this together. And also, I asked you guys if you would send me some encouragement the other day, because I was really like, oof, in a dark place. Like, Lord, what is going on? Are you answering anybody's prayers right now? You know, and I asked you guys for some encouragement, and you guys did give me so much encouragement, and I'm so thankful for it. But I wanted to share one thing that one of you guys sent me because it was so beautiful. One of my friends, Louisa, we've been friends for almost 20 years. She sent me this, and I think it'll be an encouragement to you guys too. It was about the super moon that we had a few nights ago. The moon stopped me in my tracks tonight, and all I could see is how magnificent he is. That while that moon was awesome, he is infinitely greater. He created us for him, and he created the moon for us, knowing we would see his beauty in his creations, and it would please us. I'd not really thought about how magnificent he is in a long time, and how beautiful Earth is, and how much he must love us for giving it to us. I don't know if this is the good news that I was looking for, but I needed the reminder that we're here for a little while and we were created for this time, in this moment, and he created all of this and still knows us by name. The God who made the moon so faithful and spectacular for us on Earth is even more faithful to us and even more spectacular. He is good and he knows you by name. He hears your cries and he will be faithful in his promises. The moon will be a sliver in a few days, yet will be full again like clockwork soon. And so I am reminded he will restore us to fullness once again too. I hope that was encouraging to you guys too. But anyway, thank you guys for being on this journey with me. Thank you for being such a bright spot in my life, for being an encouragement, being accountability. And I am just so thankful that we are in this together. And I love you guys.